Hey, good morning, afternoon. Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review. Today is the 22nd day of dictation. Chart review for Dr. O'Hearn, O'Hearn. Date of visit, 8/21. First patient, N.S., 13-year-old young lady with earache, treated with cortisporin and zithromycin for otitis media, otitis externa. Message was left for patient to call back next. Oh, no, patient is doing much better. Happy with the care. Next patient is MC, 39-year-old female with high blood pressure, swollen feet. Medication. Patient was out of her medication, including Norvasc and Losartan, which ACTZ, they were refilled. She was happy with the care received, but she was there to receive medication and no other workup was done. Next patient is MJ. He's a 48-year-old male with involved in a head collision, blood pressure 165 over 115, come down to 145 over 92. CT of the neck, CT of the head were negative. The phone was disconnected when I called. Next patient is KN, 19-year-old lady with vomiting, blood, stomach pains, fatigue, and body aches. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS, CT was all negative. Patient's doing much better today. Love the doctor, she said, in quotation. Next patient is AB, 31-year-old woman with pelvic pain, low back pain, CBC, CMP, CT, urinalysis, UDS negative, treated with Toradol, Zofran for kidney stone. No one answered the phone. Next patient is NA, 28-year-old with earache, COVID-like symptoms. Blood pressure was elevated. Patient did have COVID. Test x-ray was negative. Zithromycin, Medrol, and Plaquenil were given. This patient was seen by NP. SS is 18-year-old with left wrist pain. Chest x-ray of the wrist showed no evidence of fracture. Was treated conservatively. Patient states that she loved the provider. This patient was seen by NP. The next patient is AP, 3-year-old with stomach problems. KUB showed constipation, left lower quadrant pain. Patient's doing much better. Mom was happy with the care received. No CT or blood work or urinalysis were done. Next patient is JG, 19-year-old with headache, body ache, weakness, positive COVID. Paxlovid was prescribed. Patient was happy with the care. Put down, this patient was seen by NP. Next patient is JW, 34-year-old with a broken tooth, treated with ANSEF, Toradol, sent home with clindamycin. The phone number did not answer. This patient was also seen by NP. Next patient is AS, 19-year-old with male with facial laceration, which was closed via which was sutured, 2 centimeter, and Bactrim DS prescribed. The patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is JZ. This patient was seen by NP, 68-year-old with buttocks abscess, comes in for removal of gauze. Patient did not answer the phone, and no other workup was done, and it stated that the wound looked great. This patient, next one is CA, is a 42-year-old woman with migraine headaches, back pain, leg swelling. Urinalysis showed leukocytes, not treated, given Toradol for pain. The back pain was, patient was sent home with soma, no x-rays were done. It states non-traumatic back pain. The choice of muscle relaxer is questionable, and patient did need to have some kind of imaging done since she stated her legs were so hurtful that she couldn't walk. The phone number that was sent was a bad number. Next patient is JM, is a 76-year-old with rib pain, involved in a motor vehicle accident. CT of the neck, CT of the head negative. Oh, by the way, this patient was seen by NP. X-ray was done of shoulder, arms, no chest x-ray, rib series, but the diagnosis was rib fracture on discharge, treated with Mobic and Robaxin. The rest of x-rays were negative. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is JK, 37-year-old young lady seen for leg swelling, possible UTI. UA, UPT, STD testing were sent. Diagnosed with vaginitis, sinusitis. Given flagyl only, nothing for sinusitis, but she states that she loved the provider, in quotation. This patient was also seen by NP. If a diagnosis of sinusitis is given, you must give appropriate antibiotic to cover the process or the disease process. Next patient is IM. He's a 48-year-old with a headache, status post-fall at home. Patient states that he was unconscious, complaining of right hip pain. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS, cardiac workup, CT of the head were negative, EKG within normal limits. Initially, CPK was elevated, so it was repeated 3 hours later. BNPG dimers were negative. Patient CPK did come down, and patient was sent home on no medication, left message for patient to call back. Next patient is JB, 19-month-old baby, seen with fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and the iris has turned blue. Mom is concerned about her baby. Dr. O'Hearn only did a urinalysis, no swab testing. No prescriptions were given since UA was negative. Patient was seen by PCP today, who stated that who did a COVID test and he was negative as well. Patient is now getting listless. And mom is going to take the patient to Children's Hospital in the Woodlands right now. They tried to do blood work at the PCP, but they weren't able to obtain blood. I agree. I told her that's a good idea to go there. She was too confused and too concerned to think of anything to say about the hospital or the physician. Next patient is L.O., 18-year-old young lady, was seen the day before, had an abdominal ultrasound done. She's 6 weeks pregnant, was within normal limits. She comes back with more back problem, abdominal problem. The ultrasound was not repeated, but a CBC, CMP, urinalysis were done, which were within normal limits, and she wasn't treated with any medication. She says that the pain is better, and she was appreciative of the care she received. Next patient is TS. It's a 35-year-old woman with fever, cough, congestion, history of hypertension, diabetes, blood pressure, 198 over 119, come down to 159 over 100. Patient was diagnosed with strep, treated with zithromycin. Blood pressure never mentioned. And left message for patient to call back. Next patient is UR, 71-year-old with back pain, not eating, nausea, weakness. COVID positive a few days ago. COVID was repeated, still positive. CBC, CMP negative, chest x-ray negative. Sent home with Midrol and zithromycin. Left message for patient to come back. Next patient is R, 51-year-old with kidney pain, back pain and leg pain. He is a diabetic, non-compliant with medication, has been out of medications for some time. Blood sugar was 417, repeated 317. CBC okay, urinalysis, UDS negative. Metformin was refilled and sent out. Patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is JA, is a 20-year-old female with abdominal pain, constipation, blood in the stool. Patient was given Maalox and Donatol in the emergency room. No blood work, no CT, no KUB, no other workup. Left message for patient to call me back. That's it for now for that particular hospital.